This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong will join us in a moment. If you have a question or comment for him, pick up that phone or text us. Well, I guess you have to pick up the phone for both. 701-258-0550 to call us or text us at 701-226-8503. Corey Lewandowski, who has written a new book with David Bossie that is going to be out in a couple of weeks called How the Deep State is undermining the presidency. It is. It's happening. We've talked about it a lot over the last 2 years, and it becomes more and more evident. So we're going to talk about that today on the program, too. Kevin is working on getting us a little compilation of all the highlights of Donald Trump at a press conference he held just a little while ago, right before he went on the air today, with reporters outside the White House on his way to Marine One to fly off to Europe. And any more highlights available, Kevin?
Yeah.
What did he say?
A couple of more. Well, he said this was a good one.
That is just dishonest reporting.
That was a good one.
Dishonest reporting. I'm glad he tells those reporters what they need to hear.
A couple of times he had,
give me a break.
He had that one up there a couple of times.
He didn't like a few questions either.
And he closed with
it. I think what you ought to do is get smart. Good luck, folks.
I love that. You ought to get smart. This is all today. The president was he was on fire. We're going to play. How long is the total thing? Is it like 4 or 5 minutes?
Oh, no. He was there for quite a while. The clips I've got are like 15 minutes worth.
But, wow.
He was answering questions about a half hour's worth of
all right,
things out there.
Some highlights coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Then he almost left without Melania.
He always does. It's funny when he does that press conference deal. He
walks to walk and
and he circles back. He does it kind of classy. He's like, he just realizes that he's just kind of like,
okay,
I'm going to do a little bend around back here.
And he forgot his keys.
Yeah, I forgot his keys. There you go. It's one thing about a president. You don't need to worry about the keys anymore. Anyway, Kelly Armstrong's on the VIP line, our newsmaker line, to chat about Tuesday's result and what's to come. Kelly, how you doing?
Scott.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a really cool night. It was humbling. I'm honored, and now the work starts. Well, not now. Now deer camp starts Monday morning, bright and early. The work starts.
Yeah, don't forget the fun stuff. You got to have your mental health along the way, right? A little you got to weave all of that in. No, I mean it's just really amazing what candidates go through and their families go through and the pace of which this is. It's pretty extraordinary. So how do you? I mean, walk me through a little bit how you felt as a candidate when you're waiting for the answer from the voters versus, okay, I got the answer, now my life is about to change significantly. Walk us through what that feels like.
Yeah, you know, it's you don't never know how you're going to react until you do, but I mean, you know me, I'm a former baseball coach and state party chair, so it wasn't just our race we were watching. Obviously, Kevin's race was important. But all the races, up and down the statewide ticket, even the legislative races, you know, Larry Lewick was in a really big battle down there, so I was watching for all of those. And I think, you know, overall, North Dakota had a really good night, and North Dakota Republicans and North Dakota citizens had a really good night.
I would agree with you. But the one exception we're going to talk about a little bit today is Measure One. It's just one of those deals where you say something has to change. Do you think, by the way, as a former legislator that's had to deal with the what's come of these initiated measures? Is there a reform that we could do? Is there something logically that could prevent some of these? I mean, the will of the people is the will of the people. But when they're purported to do one thing and it's very obvious they're doing another thing, it seems to me that we need some kind of reform. Do we?
Well, yes, I think we do. And I would recommend I've said this, and I know it might cost a little more for sponsoring committees, but particularly with constitutional amendments, I think they should have to provide the entire language to everybody who votes. you're changing the Constitution. You shouldn't get a one-sentence or two-sentence summary of what you're changing. Legislatively and statutorily, that's fine. But when you are actually changing the language of the Constitution, I think every voter should be provided with every word that's going in the Constitution.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Let's see here. We have somebody traveling 83. Gary, is it? Yeah, Gary, what's on your mind?
Well, I got Kelly Armstrong on the phone, on the radio, I should say, to tell him congratulations and Kramer, but I want to just put out about the deer hunting this year. Just want everybody to be safe and good luck, and there's still cattle out in the pastures, and guys are gathering cattle this weekend, so be careful before you pull the trigger, know what you're shooting at.
Great advice, Gary.
Absolutely, Gary, and I think people always need to remember, and maybe just because it's been so hectic over the last 8 months, it's a lot more than just about pulling the trigger. Go spend time with your friends and family, have a good time, be safe, and realize that you live in the greatest state in the nation, and this is one of the weekends that just proves that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, everybody be safe out there. Be careful. Thanks for that very appropriate and timely comment, Gary. Randy wants to talk a little immigration. Randy in South Dakota, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong.
Yes, Scott, just want to congratulate you on your excellent show. Except for the reception is not all that great all the time. Just wanted to tell you we're on our micro-law. My wife and I have them, and we're very happy with them. We're not over 70 years old, and we can't say we wake up at feeling 30, but they are nice.
Good for you. Glad to hear it.
But what I called for is I'd like to agree with President Trump on what he came out with on this immigration, the asylum seekers. They've got to do it legally. That's all there is to it. That's what I called for.
All right, Randy, let me ask Kelly about that, because obviously you'll probably be facing that early on in the next year, and the president, among other things, has just said, look, you can't do this and then seek asylum. We're not going to allow you to crash the border and seek asylum. Some people are having a tough time with that. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I mean, there's legal ways to do asylum, but I think the bigger issue is if you allow it. I mean, these guys are coming from tragic conditions, horrible conditions, human rights violations. I mean, just abject poverty, violence, all of those things. We need to recognize that, but we also need to recognize that our border needs to be protected. We need to build the wall, and we gotta. And remember, if you allow the first 7,000 in, what are you going to do with the next 200,000 that come behind them?
Yeah, it's just it's absolutely going to continue. You're going into the Congress now as part of a House minority. How do you what's your thought on how maybe your landscape will be a little different than, for instance, Congressman Kramer's before you in that regard?
Yeah, I think I would trade with Congressman Kramer if he wanted to do that. But, going in new, I don't think you have any real point of reference. I'm hopeful that this doesn't dissolve and devolve into chaos, although I'm not overly optimistic of that. So we're just going to go down there. I mean, there's certain things right away we got to work on. We got to work on a farm bill right now. I mean, we're not waiting until January 3rd when we get sworn in. We're going to be reaching out to Senator Kramer. God, that's fun to say. Senator Hoeven and, even guys like Colin Peterson in Minnesota and figure out where we're at, what's going on, how do we move that forward. But when it's time to build coalitions and do things for North Dakota, that's great. When it's time to fight for the Republicans and fight for the president, we can do that too.
Craig and Moorhead for Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Craig.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
And second of all, Congressman Kramer made himself available a lot. My Congressman, Colin Peterson, he doesn't so much. When you see him, he did win. Kind of a close battle, but he won. Remind him that he's got a lot of clout now, and he said he was going to work with everybody and not be so partisan. And remind him from Craig from Moorhead that I'll be looking forward to that.
I will do that. And, I mean, it sounds like he will be the one chairing the House side of the Ag Committee of what is going on. So we'll be in contact with Representative Peterson quite a bit.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Don't have time for another call before the break here. Are you expecting battles in the House? I mean, are you expecting the next 2 years are going to be about Donald Trump and, you know, the investigations and, impeachment and all that? What are you expecting?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's going to be going. I'm not naive. I don't think everything changed on November 6th. I think if you look at the first 2 days of the Kavanaugh hearing, we have an idea at least what many members on the other side would like to turn this into. So, like I said, I'm hopeful it doesn't go there. But, Scott, you've known me for a long time. I'm not afraid to get in the middle of a scrum when we need to be there.
Yeah, you know, there are many people that believe that while obviously it's not ideal to lose chairmanships and everything else, that, the Democrats are in a mode to, overreach and do some things that would not bode well for 2020. So politically, they'll be watched in a lot of ways. If they get a little too goofy, it could cost them politically. More calls waiting to chat with Kelly. We'll do that after the break on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The energy of North Dakota, it is oh so real. And oh, so different from so many places. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply helping to meet America's demand committed to using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Continuing our conversation with Kelly Armstrong for another segment here. Corey Lewandowski coming on a new book about the Trump presidency being threatened and undermined by the deep state. Robert sends a note. Kelly says, ask Kelly if he supports drilling for oil on native land, even if the tribes refuse to let them drill on their land.
Well, yeah, that's a more difficult question. I support drilling on any land where the mineral rights, you know, in North Dakota and even on the reservations, we have a severance of land of surface rights and mineral rights, and I support mineral right owners. It's a private property rights issue. Obviously, they have to work through the trespass agreements and surface damages and do that well. It needs to be done responsibly, but I support mineral owners being able to develop their minerals.
Telephone number is 258-0550 with a question and or comment. Let's see who has waited the longest. Looks like Tim and Bismarck. Go ahead, Tim. You're up for Kelly Armstrong. Tim, are you there?
Oh, hello. Yeah, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, that guy on yesterday that was talking about the old Reb. I barely remember the old Reb, but I do remember him. And I remember John Ruby starting with What's on Your Mind and Jeff Alexander and Ed Schultz and Heitkamp and just to name a few. And last Friday, I was driving through Grand Forks and Fargo and listening to your program. You're talking about Measure One and being against it. And I thought, hey, I'm going to look for a hike program and listen to him for a little while. Lo and behold, they're talking about Measure One, and they're pushing it big time. And they were saying that need to find out about these oil companies, these big oil barons and bad oil people and who they're giving their money to. They didn't say anything about finding out who gave $13 million to his sister. I think, you know, we should... What's good for the goose is good for the gander. We should find out where everybody's money's coming from.
Yeah, most of the support from that did come from you know, the sort of Democratic establishment, I believe, because they've not been successful at the ballot box, so they're trying to affect it a different way. Just quickly on Measure One, if you still were in the legislature, I mean, is there a fix for this mess? I know South Dakota fixed it, put it back on the ballot. I mean, what's your thoughts, Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, I mean, the supremacy clause in the language, I think what's going to happen is I don't know how you're going to end up either. It's going to go too far for some, not enough for some other. I can't imagine how this doesn't end up in litigation at some point in time. You know, when the ACLU and the Catholic Conference are both against it, you get there. But I think more importantly, and this is one of the issues with this is I don't think it's going to do what people thought it was going to do. You know, whether it's the oil companies or business or anything, you know, donations are still allowed. What you're really getting away from is those groups that don't make big campaign donations that have a legislative social, like the Farmers Union or the grain growers or things that are those things that do those types of events. I mean, just the reality is nobody's ever changed their vote in the legislature for a block of cheese and a heated up meatball. And so, I mean, I just...
That's actually
really,
it's a pretty painful part of the job, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. I think it really is. I think it's really going to cause harm to the people they were trying to protect, and it's just so disappointing.
Rocky on the road. Go ahead for Congressman Leck. Rocky gone? Just a dial tone, yeah. Said Rocky. Said he wanted to congratulate you, so congratulations from Rocky.
Thanks, Rocky.
Yeah, and talk a little immigration. Texas says, take care of our veterans before one more immigrant or refugee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that we've got to do through the course of this campaign, and it's one of the things that President Trump has been working on, and we need to continue that every single day. I got to go, the day after the election, Trinity High School held a veterans, program in the new Veterans Memorial in Dickinson, which was great. And last night, my daughter's fifth grade class had a Veterans Day program. And I'm just telling you, Our kids get it. Our high school kids get it. Our grade school kids get it. They're incredibly patriotic. My daughter and I had a really long talk about it, and now we just need to get our policymakers to make good on that promise.
Another texter says, I will bet if you take this up with Colin about coming, being more accessible, or any of the House Democrats, the answer will be in true Obama fashion, I won, elections have consequences. As if you aren't aware of that. So they're handicapping your chances on that effort and getting a little, transparency from your colleagues on the other side of the aisle.
Yeah, although, and I know that Colin Peterson in Congress, or Senator Kramer, still fun to say, there's going to be big differences, but I know on issues, on farm-related issues and ag-related issues, they have been able to work together. And I know why people are frustrated, but I'm not naive, but I'm an optimist. So we're going to continue to work. We're going to do what we can to get these issues fleshed out. So
Steve in Dickinson for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Kelly and Scott. Kelly was actually my baseball coach in Legion Baseball. I just want to say congratulations on your win. And I think we have a great thing going with Kelly being elected. The biggest thing he ever gave back with the community was his time. And I think he'll continue to do that in the House of Representatives. So congrats, Kelly.
Well, thanks, Steve. And I'm going to tell you, even after what happened Tuesday, coaching Legion Baseball is still probably going to be the best job I ever had.
All right, well, congratulations again, and thanks for having me on. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Steve. 701-258-0550, about a minute left here. Texter says, I would just like to let Congressman-elect Armstrong know that I hope and pray that he will be proactive and not complacent in working on the Democratic side of the House floor to sway or help them see the light in building support for our president. We need to keep this agenda moving forward. Thanks, and keep praying. Is that a winnable battle?
Yeah, I mean, bipartisanship for the sake of bipartisanship is not necessarily good. I mean, we have big, strong philosophical differences between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. I think they have fractured even more with the election of President Trump. That being said, I've had a pretty good record of, one, being proactive, two, being able to tackle big issues, and three, building coalitions when it's important to North Dakota, and I'll do that with anyone.
One more quick call. It'll have to be quick from Craig in Bismarck. Craig, go ahead. You're up for Kelly Armstrong.
Hi, Kelly. Congratulations. I just got a quick question for you. In the debate, your opponent had mentioned that you were against supporting the healthcare bill that for pre-existing conditions. Is that true that you're against saving the pre-existing conditions or not?
No, that is not true. What I was against was Medicaid expansion in North Dakota, and that is not because I'm not happy people are covered. I am, but long term, this is an issue that if we don't get a handle on the costs associated with health care, that we are going to be in a really big problem, not just
That's
in North
for sure.
Dakota, but in the entire country. There are things from Obamacare that are good. Two of them are letting your kids be on the plan until they're 26, and the other one is pre-existing conditions.
We got to leave it there, Craig. Thank you very much. Out of time. And Kelly, thanks. We'll have you back. Looking forward to it. Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a shame that
No matter who I put in, they go after him. It's very, very sad, I have to say.
President Trump speaking to reporters there a short time ago about his decision to make Matt Whitaker acting attorney general following the recent resignation of Jeff Sessions.
I don't know Matt Whitaker. Matt Whitaker worked for Jeff Sessions, and he was always extremely highly thought of, and he still is.
The president's critics noting that Whitaker has criticized the investigation being conducted by special counsel Robert Mueller, and many believe that this may be part of a plan by the White House to kill that investigation. Tens of thousands of people being evacuated from their homes in Northern and Southern California because of some huge wildfires being fueled by Santa Ana winds, which are going to stay active for the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A testimonial to MyPillow today. You notice that, Kevin? I got a text now, too.
I did.
A text from somebody. Where is Dewey? Dewey. He says, Scott, this is Dewey from Pucklich in Valley City. Let your listeners know that the MyPillow is by far superior to any other pillow out there. Have a great day. He says, by the way, I'm very picky. Wouldn't even try another pillow until my wife made me, and now I won't have anything else. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. And it what I like about it is I'm a side sleeper, so my other pillows used to, like, collapse. This one doesn't collapse. It holds up your head.
Nice.
Doesn't let the neck kink.
Yeah, 800, the toll-free telephone number I'm about to give you will get you the same great night's sleep that all these other folks have or any of the other great deals. My Pillow mattress topper is now 30% off. 30% off. Did I mention that it's 30% off?
I think you did.
And you get two standard pillows with it as well. Or any of the other deals, up to 50% off everything they sell. At 800-228-0550. Wait a minute, that's our number. Yeah, no, for the MyPillow, 800-506-9028. You can use the promo code with us, but it won't. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Oh, we're waiting for Corey Lewandowski. You let me know when the telly rings. Otherwise, I'll talk with some of these folks who've been waiting to chat here. Like Thad. Where are you at, Thad?
Berlin, North Dakota.
In Berlin, North Dakota. All right, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if there is a way that we could, our Congress could, our state Congress could, write a bill or whatever so that Measure One would not happen anymore by these out of state interests, so that you have to be a resident of North Dakota to put a measure on our voting.
Yeah, and they always can find somebody in the state to do this. This is, happened with Measure 5 and a few others. They find, even that was a Ducks Unlimited deal, right? So they find somebody local, and these folks, although all orchestrated as a nationwide effort, California, Massachusetts money, they find some local people. They call it bipartisan in a story today in one of the newspapers. It's not bipartisan. not bipartisan at all. Just because someone previously worked for a Republican doesn't mean they are a Republican anymore, and Dina Butcher isn't.
Everybody now, thinks the way we think around here, we wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah, well, we don't. That's my thing. I mean, what are you trying to fix? But I hear you. We have more to do on Measure 1. We have more to do to try and fix this mess. There will be a lot of litigation. But I want to, on the other hand, say, okay, legislature, don't let something like this happen again. And to your point, whether that's outside influence, and I don't know how you write that or regulate that or whatever. In other words, if somebody wrote a check from California to a North Dakota, campaign or political group, then it would technically be in North Dakota, right? So I don't know if they wouldn't just find ways around that. But I don't like the idea that in the case of a constitutional measure, this is changing the Constitution. It's adding almost as much to the Constitution as the entire Constitution now in North Dakota, and it wasn't on the ballot.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't someplace you could go look at it. I mean, that's just wrong.
Yep.
Isn't it?
Well,
are we losing you, Thad? I think the answer is yes.
Sounds like it.
Yes. Let me check some other text here before I... We might as well play the Trump stuff now. Looks like Corey's going to be a little late here, right? So you want to get...
play some of that press conference?
Yes, please.
Some of his stuff? All right, we'll just join it here.
Thank you.
Texture says, okay, I'm not going to bust Mike on this on the air, but I have two MyPillows, and for the first 6 months they were great, not so much anymore, but at the beginning I did like them. Now, my question for this person is, are you following the instructions? Because you're supposed to wash them. They're washable. And then they go in the dryer, you fluff them back up, and they're good as new. These things to me have lost no shine whatsoever. None. Not a nano. Love my pillow and just ordered the bed topper. Oh, beautiful. Tell us about that after you sleep on that baby for a while. We would love it. Tell Kelly he needs to be on the show every week like Kramer. Well, Congressman Kramer has agreed to continue the talk radio town hall. Kelly got asked that question when he was on a couple of times, and he said, hey, I'll do whatever they want me to do, I'll do. In other words, if we ask him, he'll do it. So I think you'll see him there for sure. Absolutely. All right, there's a couple of the comments, but let's play some of Donald Trump today in a, once again, epic press conference with the, I mean, it's a little hard to hear because the helicopter's going, but here it is.
Hard to hear the questions, but the answers are pretty clear.
You can hear him, but.
Yeah, here we go.
Is there a federal wall?
Well, it could be, because if you look at Broward and Palm Beach to a lesser extent, if you look at Broward County, they have had a horrible history. And if you look at the person, in this case a woman, involved, she has had a horrible history. And all of a sudden, they're finding votes out of nowhere. And Rick Scott, who won by, it was close, but he won by a comfortable margin. Every couple of hours, it goes down a little bit. And then you see the people, and they were involved with that fraud of the fake dossier, the phony dossier. And I guess I hear they were somehow involved or worked with the GPS Fusion people who have committed. I mean, you look at what they've done. You look at the dishonesty. Look, there's bad things have gone on in Broward County, really bad things. She's been to court. She's had a lot of problems. She's lost. I say this. He easily won, but every hour it seems to be going down. I think that people have to look at it very, very cautiously. What?
Robert Mueller, something.
I haven't ruled out anything. I haven't even thought about it. I'm thinking about the world. I'm thinking about the world. I'm not thinking about sit downs or not sit downs. There was no collusion. It's a whole hoax. This was a thing set up by the Democrats, just like they set up other things. When you look at what's going on in Florida, when you look at what's going on in lots of different locations,
The Russian investigation is a hoax. It's a phony hoax. I didn't speak to Russians. The fact is, I was a much better candidate than Hillary Clinton. I worked much harder. I went to the right places. She went to the wrong places because she didn't know what the hell she was doing. I did a great job. I was a great candidate. She was a bad candidate. I went to Wisconsin. I went more to Michigan. I went to Pennsylvania. She didn't do a good job. This has nothing to do with Russians. It's a Russian hoax. Oh, Michelle Obama said that. I haven't seen it. I guess she wrote a book. She got paid a lot of money to write a book. And they always insist that you come up with controversial. Well, I'll give you a little controversy back. I'll never forgive him for what he did to our United States military by not funding it properly. It was depleted. Everything was old and tired. And I came in and I had to fix it. And I'm in the process of spending tremendous amounts of money. So I'll never forgive him for what he did to our military. I'll never forgive him for what he did in many other ways, which I'll talk to you about in the future. But what he did, because she talked about safety, what he did to our military made this country very unsafe for you and you and you. Well, we're looking at other people. I did not see Chris Christie yesterday. I heard he was in the White House. He's a friend of mine. He's a good man. When he got out of the presidential race, as you know, the next day, he supported me. He has good taste. So he proved one thing. He has good taste. But when he got out, he immediately supported me. I like Chris Christie, but I have not talked to him about it. He was in the White House yesterday. He was in the White House yesterday, but I have not. I did not.
How long are you going to leave anybody off the penalty box?
I think Jim Acosta is a very unprofessional man. He does this with everybody. He gets paid to do that. You know, he gets paid to burst in. He's a very unprofessional guy. Whether it was me or Ronald Reagan or anybody else, he would have done the same thing. I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice. David, do you mind if I answer the question? And as far as I'm concerned, I haven't made that decision, but it could be others also. When you're in the White House, this is a very sacred place to me. This is a very special place. You have to treat the White House with respect. You have to treat the presidency with respect. If you've ever seen him dealing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, it's a disgrace. And he does it for, you know, the reason. The same thing with April Ryan. I watch her get up. I mean, you talk about somebody that's a loser. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She gets publicity, and then she gets a pay raise, or she gets a contract with, I think, CNN. But she's very nasty, and she shouldn't be.
By the way, I know April Ryan. She used to sit next to Ellen Radner, who was a friend of mine, in the White House press corps during the Bush 43 years. And then also into the Obama years. And he is right. She is just a hopeless partisan. I mean, just urban radio network, but not there for any serious journalism, just there as a nemesis, you know. And by the way, that's how it can work, because if your news organization, you get a credential thing, you sit there, you can just be that. You can, you know, make your mark being antagonistic, which clearly Acosta is. And April Ryan is as well. But wasn't that
classic? Three more clips in there I got to get now. She's a loser. Those are great.
Do you have the last one?
I'm gonna dig it up here
before but. He says before he says goodbye.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I love that. All right, let's see here. I want to get let's get one call in here before the break. At least Washburn is where we go. Love Washburn. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Amendment One. I after listening to Jimmy Acosta, but anyway, I'm a refugee from Cape Cod. They did a very similar thing out there. I've been out here about 20 years now. I love it. But they did a ban cruel traps, Proposition 2.5. They had these horrendous pictures of baby foxes and traps, bloody all over. I wouldn't let my kids see them. So it passed. Buried in the legislation, they got rid of the old guard. They kept Cape Cod, and now it's the heroin capital of the East Coast. They destroyed it. Profiteers came in,
overbuilt the place, and then they retired elsewhere. And I'm afraid to see that happen in North Dakota. It breaks my heart.
Well, I think you give us the proper warning where it's happening elsewhere. This is going to be a primary project of ours, trying to route all this out, John. Thank you.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hang memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the
Kick it in here a little bit there. Where'd you, Dirks? Yeah, I like that. Yeah, very nice. Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. What are you saying? You're saying the President of the United States actually mentioned me at this press conference? Did you?
I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice.
Oh, I see. That was... Oh, I can't take any more of the president. He's killing me today. I was all excited when you said he said something about me, but that was a backhanded compliment, I think, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you talk about somebody that's a loser.
Oh, hey now. Hey now.
Wow. I wonder who he's talking about there. April Ryan, actually. The president was in rare form today, no doubt about it.
Wow.
10 before the top of the hour, we are having some fun, folks. Summer 19, 2019. June 15th to June 30th are the dates. The Midnight Sun Tour. We're going to do a couple of weeks in beautiful Norway. I tell you what, folks, it's absolutely incredible. And this experience is one you'll never, ever forget. It can't even possibly live up to what I tell you about it. It is. We want folks to come to Norway and really see what we saw there. Just the grand work of God's art. Incredible. It is just absolutely beautiful. The fjords, the waterfalls, all of it. The Midnight Sun Tour is about half full already, and usually they don't fill up until early 2019. So if you would like to go, don't waste any more time thinking about it. Give Carol Juven a call at 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. They'll ship you off a brochure. We're also going to be in Fargo on Monday at Pizza Ranch Restaurant, 5:30 to 7, talking about the trip. In Grand Forks on Friday, there's hockey that night. I think those two might have gone together. So we did this early enough, 5 o'clock until 6:30, so plenty of time to get to the game. Jamestown on the 27th, Minot on the 29th. So looking forward to it very much. Tell you more about that next week. But mark your calendar for Fargo Pizza Ranch, 5:30 to 7 on Monday. Come on out. We'll talk about it. And maybe we can even get the one and only Carol Juven there, too, to take that in. What is with these St. Mary's fans, anyway? There's state football going on this weekend. Listen to this. A text I got from a St. Mary's fan. He's so lucky I won't name him. Says, hey, chicken liver, we'll see you at the Fargo Dome today. No crying today. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I could retort with something, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I'm going to take the high road and say, may the best team win. Yeah. So Deacon, when the Saints and the Deacons get together, you know, that's real. That's real. So we're the Fargo Dome and settle that score for sure. And for all of you traveling today, be very careful. A little slick out there in some parts as winter is hit. And also, same thing with the deer hunters. Be very careful. Just want you to know that, okay? All right. Corey Lewandowski is needing to reschedule. I guess stuck on a plane, I guess, or something. A plane is circling somewhere and... they're not able to get him on the phone for us. It's okay. The deep state is not going anywhere. The attempt to undermine the Trump presidency is not going anywhere. We'll do that another day and look forward to it very much. Let me talk right now, though, to Leon in Fargo. Let's chat a little bit about the measures. Leon, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I want to say first that I love your bumper music. Free and easy should be America's economic theme song under this administration. Free and easy, down the road we go. Anyway, with the initiated measures, I think that, like, we should, in the summary, because I noticed this when I was voting, in the summary of the bill or the measure, there should be, like, pros and cons. Like, this is what the proponents think is great about it, and this is what the opponents think, might be some drawbacks from it. So it should be, like, a pro and con. When I read the summary, obviously I'm a little bit more informed than the regular normal voter. But even when I was reading those measures, I'm like, oh, wow, rainbows and cotton candy and that sort of thing. But it was ridiculous when you think about it, when you thought about it, what you know about those measures and the drawbacks versus what the summary on the ballot was. I think that's a ploy, and I think that's something that we need to rectify.
One of your fans just texted in, hey, tell Leon, good to hear you, buddy, and I think the Measure One debacle is worth a come on, man. That's what they said.
Come on, man.
There it is.
Yeah, be careful, though. Donald Trump might get on your case. He's been all over us today. You know, he doesn't like those thorny questions today. I don't blame him.
I love that guy. I'm listening to his that press conference. Oh, and this is the reason I voted for him. This exact reason. Watching him manhandle Jim Acosta, who loves himself some Jim Acosta, and that's about it, grandstanding there. I would have loved for Trump to come down off that podium and just give him a couple right across the face. Just a couple quick ones, nothing to hurt him or anything, but just to, you know, put him in his place. When I saw how he treated that intern,
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, the president wanted to say something to you, Leon, before we let you go.
I think what you ought to do is get smart. Good luck, folks.
Get smart. That's what we ought to do. Get smart. Thanks, Leon. Call again. Measure One's a mess, and you got a good solution. I'm fixing future ones. More after this.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.